I, 25. I.
Bingo!
Best to give me your loyalty, cause I'm taking the world, you'll see. They'll be calling me, calling me. They'll be calling me royalty.
All right, hello everyone. Welcome to Shrek Attack. I am Shrek. Sometimes I attack, not too often though. I'm rather gentle. With me today, I have Carla Bober. Bober?
Yeah, you said it right.
I said it right. I have Chris Ober on the show all the time, and your name is literally his name with a B on it. So I was like, it has to be close to the same, right?
Yep.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Messed up my back again last night. Well, re-aggravated an old injury, so wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
What are we going to do with you?
I don't know. Put me in one of the bubble rooms so I can't hurt myself, I guess.
That's probably smart.
It might be. Also might classify me as insane or something. I don't know. But we aren't here to talk about me. We are here to talk about you and this cool thing you did this year.
Yeah.
Which is bingo.
Bingo.
So how did we come about starting? Well, first off, let's explain to everybody what we mean by you played bingo this year.
So I created a bingo card this year with some friends. Do you want me to like tell you how that started?
Yeah, go about however you want to approach us. We can kill two birds with one stone here. Can I say kill? Yeah, I can say kill. It's my podcast. I can do whatever I want. But yeah, we can go in how it came about and what it is. I just, you know, we're talking about bingo people, and we did the, you know, I-25 bingo intro, so people are probably like, oh, she played bingo. Big whoop. What is she, like 60? But we can go into the details of what you really did here.
Listen, they do like bingo raves now, so you don't have to be 60.
That sounds way too cool for me.
Honestly, it sounds really fun. I'd love to go. But that is not the kind of bingo that I played this year. So at the beginning of the year, or probably at the end of 2024, I saw somewhere on TikTok someone was creating bingo cards for the year. So instead of doing like a vision board or just like sitting down and like writing down goals, they were taking a bingo card and putting anything that they wanted to do or accomplish on the bingo card. And I was sitting with some of my friends. I'm like, what if we got together and created bingo cards for the year? This just sounds really fun. So we got together in January, and the way we did it was we each got our own bingo card, and then we had another bingo card for each other. So we created our own bingo cards with like goals and fun things that we wanted to do or achieve for the year. And then we also made ones for each other, which was pretty entertaining. There there were four of us. So three of us made one bingo card for the fourth person. And then we did that for everybody. And it was a lot of fun. So that's how the bingo card started. And then what I ended up doing was this October, I realized that I had only crossed off maybe 7 or 8 squares on my bingo card. So I was looking at it and I realized that everything on my bingo card was stuff that I was already working on. They were all either creative, outdoorsy, or like some kind of physical activity. And I felt like I was really stressed out with everything that I was working on. And when I looked at the bingo card, I'm like, this seems like a way to make it more fun, make it just like exciting and fun, give me a challenge. So in October, I think somewhere in October, I challenged myself to finish everything on my bingo card by the end of the year, or at least get as close as possible. Mm-hmm. So that's what this bingo card and bingo challenge is all about.
So it's like a more fun version of a bucket list, kind of, right?
Yeah.
So I agree with that. With the I know you want to finish the bingo card, but with the 7 or 8 you had crossed off, did you hit bingo?
No, I did not.
Have you hit bingo by this point?
Yes, I actually just hit bingo like a week or two ago.
Okay. Well, at least we hit bingo.
We did. Side. We hit bingo.
How many squares are left? How many squares are on bingo card? 25?
So there's 25, yeah. 25, and then I have like a free space in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then I have, I can't see my bingo card from here and I'm not looking at it, but I believe I have 12 squares left, which is a lot.
It is the 17th of December.
Sure is.
So if you have 12 left and you do one a day, which I think you said on one of your posts that one of them is going out of the country, totally possible. You need to drive up to Niagara Falls and somehow jump the border real quick and
and then like teleport to Mexico.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you jump the border at Niagara Falls, you're in Canada. That is technically out of the country,
right?
So, you know, or if you have Mexico specifically on your card, then that's a whole new challenge,
right? But it's to get out of the country 3 times.
Oh, or it's 3 times.
Technically, it's get 3 new stamps on my passport. That's what it says.
Might be a little more challenging.
Yeah. If it was just like be out of the country, absolutely. I'd be driving to Canada. Like, that'd be easy.
What stamps do you have in your passport?
That's a good question. I actually like don't have Canada or Mexico or really anywhere close. I've got Italy, Croatia, South Africa, Eswatini, which is a country next to South Africa. I think a few other little random ones, but I can't remember. But they're all either somewhere in Europe or Africa.
We go across the ocean whenever we leave the country.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Canada a million times, but before I needed a passport to get to Canada.
Right, right. Which I've never been out of the country, so you have me be on that experience. I've flown over Canada. Kind of counts, right? I was in the airspace.
You went to Alaska.
I went to Alaska, yeah.
Yeah.
I was asleep the entire time I was in the Canada airspace. I had a connection flight to Phoenix, Arizona. It was interesting because I was in the middle seat. Me and the girl next to the window could see out the window, and she was like taking pictures stuff and showing the girl at the aisle seat. First time in a plane, I looked out. It was 2013, 2014. It was the year Oklahoma had a real bad tornado.
Okay.
And I looked out and I was like, it looks like a fucking tornado hit here. And the pilot comes over and he's like, we're currently going over Oklahoma. We'll arrive whatever amount of time. And I was like, oh, it looks like that because a tornado did hit here. My bad. Mm-hmm. Only time I've been on a plane. I mean, it was 6 times in that small amount of time. Connection flight to Arizona, up to Alaska, a small plane over to the island that I stayed on, small plane back. Rinse, repeat. On the small plane.
What did you go to Alaska for?
Study abroad, actually. I understand that it's not really abroad because it's still in the United States, but details. I was on an island off the coast of Sedona, and it was us, bears, eagles, you know, moose, wildlife. Caught my own food.
Cool. You caught your own food?
Yeah, we went clamming.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was. I didn't like seafood at the time, and we had the chef. His name was Jules. He's like, oh, I promise you'll like seafood after I cook it for you. And now I love seafood. It's like my favorite.
Really? That's awesome. I love seafood.
Yeah, it's really good. He made a clam, some kind of fancy clam pasta, and it was amazing. And now I just love seafood.
That sounds amazing. Now I'm hungry.
Me too. I haven't ate since like 2 a.m.
That's a long time.
Yeah, you know, the night shift life.
Yeah.
It's also like my bedtime, but you know, we're here for you.
Thanks for staying up for me.
let's continue on. Enough about me. Let's talk more about you. So what bingo stuff have you crossed off?
So I have, let's see, I went to 3 concerts this year. That was kind of an easy one. I ran a 5K. That was a challenge. but easier than I thought it would be.
I used to run cross country, so I understand what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good, but still definitely a challenge. Until like a month ago, I had never run more than a mile. So I'm just pretty impressed with myself.
And then you jumped up an additional 2 miles, essentially.
Yes. Yeah. And I did that in like 2 weeks too. Like I was like slowly like inching my way towards it and just like getting used to like running again. And then I just went out and I ran 2 miles and then I ran 3 miles and then I just full sent it.
That's impressive. I would die. I'm no longer in cross country shape.
Yeah. I like about 4 days before, no, not even like 3 days before the 5K, because I ran a turkey trot with my mom. And I think 2 or 3 days before, I went for a run, and it was not a good run. I really thought it was gonna suck, and I didn't think I was gonna make it, but I did it, so that was pretty exciting.
It's gotta eat your carbs beforehand, make sure you're plenty hydrated, and I mean, we live vastly different lives where I would not be able to run a 5K in 2 weeks, but you are rather active.
Yes, but running or like high cardio is not. I walk a lot, but running was definitely a bit of a challenge. And I started training for it probably 6 weeks before, but I didn't get to more than a mile until 2 weeks before. Okay. But yeah, that was really cool.
What concerts did you go to?
I went to Josh Ross. He's a country artist. I went to Kelsey Ballerini, also a country artist. And then I went to Drake Bell.
Uh-oh.
Like, as like Josh and Drake.
Yeah, yes, yes. I'm aware of Drake Bell. That was my childhood.
Yeah, mine too.
Way to take a big swing from country to something I would actually listen to.
It was the weirdest concert I've ever been to in my entire life.
Yeah?
Yes.
How so? I'm intrigued.
It was at a little dive bar out here in Pennsylvania, and the opener, the first opener, was like a like femme rage band, like lead, like girl lead singer, like feeling all the rage, like feminism, all the things, right? And she was good, but there was that, so that had that like punk rock like vibe mm-hmm. to it, which I'm all about. But that was like the first, not only the first opener, but then also like the vibe of the people in the room. And then we went from that to it was one guy, he was a country singer, but he did like two sets. And like the first set was like rap country. Like he rapped, but it was country.
Huh.
And like cowboy hat and everything. And then the second vibe, he had a DJ while he sang country. Like it's just like, it was so confusing.
I'm struggling comprehending what that would sound like.
Yeah, exactly.
Like whenever you say a country rap, I think of like a Cowboy Troy. I don't know if you ever heard of him or not, but he did kind of like a rap country thing, which I'm not well versed in country, but he was one of the artists I actually heard back in the day. Somebody's like, "Oh, listen to Cowboy Troy, maybe you'll like country." It didn't help, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I don't even really know how to describe it. It was rap country, and he was decent, like wasn't amazing, but wasn't bad either. His regular country sounded better than his rap country, I think.
Okay.
Also right. Had a rhinestone cowboy hat, I'm pretty sure. It was interesting. And then Drake Bell came up, and he was really good, but I don't know what kind of music I expected from him. It was like kind of poppy, but like some of it was slower, and then he did a couple songs in Spanish, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which I also didn't expect.
Yeah, I've kept up with Drake Bell and his music, and he is quite big in South America.
Yeah, Yeah, he was good. Like, it was a good time. It just was a very strange concert. Just the vibes were all over the place.
I listened to a lot of his newer stuff when he got into the Spanish stuff, and I was like, it's fine, but I don't understand it, so sorry, Drake.
Yeah, and so if you look up some of it, some of the words are a little risque.
Oh, yeah. I've listened to Bitchcraft, I believe is the song that he came up with,
yeah,
which is interesting. But it is something you expect from, like, a Drake Bell music thing. I'd like, for me, whenever he came out with it, I was like, yeah, this makes sense. It's an adult Nickelodeon star that went through shit.
A lot of shit.
I don't know if you listened to Ali and AJ at any point, but Disney stars, they redid their one song, the potential breakup song.
Yes.
They re-released it as the adult censored version.
Oh.
They only swear twice in it, but it makes it so much better.
Really?
In a way that I can't even explain. Like, in the beginning where she's like, except for the fact it was my birthday, my stupid birthday. She now goes, except for the fact it was my birthday, my fucking birthday. And I was like, that is, it's just more powerful.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
And where she's like, I want my stuff back. And she's like, I want my shit back. And I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, no, Drake Bell would be interesting for sure. You wouldn't catch me at those country concerts, but I'd go to a Drake Bell concert.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good time. I had fun. Not what I expected, but it was fun.
Yeah, I went to a Pat McAfee thing this year. So I saw Jelly Roll, Snoop Dogg, and Wiz Khalifa. They showed up to his whatever it was. It was
that
just,
sounds fun.
It was called Pat McAfee Big Night Out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving away money and stuff. I was like a section away from winning $50,000.
Damn.
Wish I was in that section. Yeah, concerts are fun. I went to Anime Night Saturday, which has an anime band. Got
That's
canceled
cool.
once I got there. They were like, hey, for your troubles, we're going to play for 45 minutes, but we want you guys to get home safely. And now they are going to reschedule it for next month and honor all the tickets. So
cool.
Very cool. Very cool. 5K, concerts.
Mm-hmm. This one was kind of a simple one, but I transferred my ID and car to Pennsylvania.
Right, because you lived in Ohio, right?
Yep.
Did my homework.
Yep.
By asking you where you're from before.
Yeah, I grew up in Cleveland. So.
Yeah. So when it comes to sports.
Oh, God.
Do you root for Cleveland?
I don't really root for anyone. But by default, yes.
Okay. It's a rough
one. Mostly because my dad is a big fan.
Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't tell you the last time I watched a game. Occasionally, if they're doing something, like, really exciting. But, although my dad did tell me that if I came home in Steelers gear, that I should just not come home. So,
I feel like that's just the most Cleveland Steelers thing ever, you know?
Right. Well, it's funny, too, because my sister and brother-in-law live in Michigan. And, like, they'll be in town and they'll come downstairs on Sunday and all three of them are wearing Lions gear.
My people. I am a Lions fan.
Yeah.
Grew up, you know, right here near Pittsburgh. Should be a Steelers fan. I am a Pirates and Pens fan, but for football, I got into it when I was a teenager. Lions sucked. They went 0-16, you know. So whenever I was watching Steeler games, because that's what we get around here, I would notice on the ticker, Lions were starting to win games. I got more excited for them. And then whenever football became more accessible, I started watching their games more than the Steelers. And I was like, I guess I'm a Lions fan at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll get along with your Lions family.
It was funny. I'm pretty sure the week after that, they got a Browns jersey for my niece from my dad.
Yeah, my best friend has two kids and I told him, well, for the first like 7 birthdays or so, I have it planned out to where he's getting a Harry Potter book a birthday, you know. The illustrated ones.
That.
The illustrated ones.
That's so cool. Like,
once I'm out of Lowe's, I'm going to ruin his life by making him a Lions fan so somebody can suffer with me.
That's funny.
So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
Car transferred to PA, though. That's one I wouldn't expect.
Yep. Transferred everything. Officially a resident of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Out in the sticks. Mm-hmm. Too.
Yep. I'm literally looking at the trees out the window right now.
I've been there.
I like it a lot.
Just driving through the woods, like, where the hell am I? All of a sudden, this town appears.
Barely a town, but yeah.
This village appears. I don't know any other words for small town. Not well versed in the small town lore.
Yeah, technically, if you Google it, it's a neighborhood. It's not even an actual town.
A neighborhood. But
we do have a post office and a bar, so.
And that's a lot enough, of people right? riding around dirt bikes.
Yes, that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on campfire convos, bunch of dirt bikes going by.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Shout out to Mitch.
Yeah. It's a good podcast.
Then, obviously, there's the out of the country stuff. What are some other squares that you haven't crossed off yet?
Let's see what's left. Well, this is helping me cross off one of the squares. So one of them is Speak on 3 podcasts. So this is my second podcast.
You got your third lined up?
So I am going to put a twist on it for the third.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my other squares is make a long form video, which I've never done before. So what I'm going to do is make a long form video like wrapping up this challenge. So I'm going to do it like the very end of this month and do kind of like a review on everything. And then I'm going to use the audio to create a podcast on my Substack. So it will be my own, but that will be my third. And then that will cross off 2 squares.
Okay. Then you're going to keep that podcast going?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. I don't have any other plans beyond that. But what's cool is, like, I have a Substack where I write like poetry and essays, and on that Substack, like, you can have a podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of will all just go together. So I don't know if I'm going to like continue like start like, you know, posting podcast episodes like every week or month, but I can intertwine them all together. So we'll see what happens in the new year. I haven't decided yet, but it can all live together.
I will tell you, as somebody who used to do weekly podcast, it is a lot, not really to do it, but to come up with a topic every week.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a podcast with a friend of mine a couple years ago, and we have 6 episodes, and we did it every week for 6 weeks. And then it wasn't so much the topic, it was life happened, but it was a lot.
Yeah, I've recently made the call that I'm going to release a podcast, you know, whenever I can, as opposed to put the pressure on myself to get it out weekly.
Yeah.
Because with my night shift schedule, it's a lot harder to operate during the day and have a functioning brain. I do have like 5 topics lined up.
That's good.
Me and Chris Ober from Overrated are going to do our annual Spotify Wrapped podcast, as well as on Overrated we will do our top 5 anticipated movies of the upcoming year. I have my list out. I can't tell you because I'll spoil it, but very superhero heavy, I can say that much.
Yeah,
I think everybody that has listened to it for the past 2 years knows if there's a superhero movie, it's probably on my top 5.
Yeah. I love that. I love superhero movies.
Yeah, they're great. I'm a big fan of superhero stuff. I have recommended to you to watch Peacemaker. Have you done that yet?
I have not. I've been a little busy with this bingo challenge.
Okay. I'm going to have to make it a bingo square for you for next year.
Okay.
So you watch it. You said you had 8 or so squares filled out up until October, and then you were like, I'm going to dive into this. How do you think you're going to... So you said you're going to do this next year, right?
That I'm going to do this next year?
Yeah. Or what?
Yeah.
Did I see that on one of your posts? I do follow your posts. There's just... You post a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
So how do you think you would approach it for next year now that you have a year under your belt? Would you try to spread it out a little more evenly?
Yes. Yeah. This challenge in the last 2 months, a little more than 2 months, has been really fun. And I'm glad that I did it for so many reasons. And I'm excited to see how these next 2 weeks go. But going into next year, I definitely plan on spreading it out more through the year. And then I think like actually looking at the year and looking at what's on the card and figuring out like, how can I do this over the year versus like last year, at the beginning of this year, I created our bingo cards and then it was like, okay, there they are. But I didn't create any kind of plan. I just went about living my life. And it was like occasionally be like, oh yeah, this is on my bingo card, or like, oh, I want to do this. And it would kind of work out. This year, I want to go in with a plan to actually finish what's on my card.
And are you going to do that plan in a way that makes sure you hit bingo, like, immediately? Or is it just going to be spur of the moment?
I want bingo to be organic. Like, I don't want to necessarily plan it in a way to... Like, if I'm looking at my card and be like, okay, if I do these first 5 things, I will automatically get bingo. Like, I want to, when I create my card, make it, just put the items on my list as I think of them, you know, and focus on the ones that make sense to complete sooner rather than later, and allow bingo to happen as I complete things versus going in just to create bingo or get a bingo.
Yeah, I think that sounds like the better way to do it. I was just curious what your plan was.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
How does your free space work? Is it just a free space or is it just something easy that you could knock out right away?
So for this year, I just did like a free space. So like literally I just crossed it off. Like I didn't have to do anything for it. I just crossed it off. Mostly because by the time I thought about it, I was already in this challenge and I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm adding something else to it.
I mean, with 24 things, that 25th thing? No.
Yeah. And honestly, like with, well, so I have like the regular bingo card that I created for myself. Mm-hmm. And then I have the bingo card that my friends created for me. And so like the 5K, that was actually on the one that my friends created for me. So technically it's not on my main bingo card, the one that I'm focusing on, but I did it. So like I could always just like throw one of those items in that free space if I really wanted to, because I have crossed off like 10 on the other square too. So that kind of counts.
Right.
But for next year, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do. I also will be hosting a couple bingo card creation events in January to help other people create theirs. So maybe I'll ask them what they want to do with it. We'll come up with something together.
So you technically have 2 bingo cards.
Yes.
So you basically went about it focusing on one you created for yourself. And then the second one is just if it gets done. So have you hit bingo in the second one?
I have not, actually. And I'm not really... In all the spaces I could... Well, I could hit a diagonal bingo with the free space, and there's only one other thing left. But the interesting thing about the second bingo card is it's a mix of things that I wouldn't think of to do for myself, like run a 5K. And then there are things on there that are just like kind of ridiculous and funny because like my friends made them.
If my friends made me a bingo card and they put make a or run a 5K on there, I'd be like, are you guys trying to kill me? Do you want me to die? That is a past life at this point.
I actually really like having friends make you one because I still think that if you're going to make a bingo card, you should make one for yourself because you're going to put on there the specific things that you want to do that are going to make you happy or excited or be really fun. But having a second one or like taking suggestions from friends, I think is cool too because it gets you out of your head and it gets you a new perspective and gets you doing things or being open to things that could be really good for you, could be really fun, could give you a new experience that you didn't otherwise think of.
So what is the most asinine space that you have on either of your cards? Like anything outrageously crazy?
It depends on what you mean by crazy.
What would you consider crazy?
I mean, there's like crazy, like most people would just be like, no, there's no way that you can make that happen. And then there's crazy, like something wild or ridiculous or inappropriate that your friends might put on.
I was thinking more along those lines, like what would my friends come up with that's stupid, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, that's fair. So like a couple of mine, there's one or two that I'm not gonna repeat. But a couple are like one is literally do something stupid. Like that is on my bingo square. Another one is blackout. What
It's
else?
achievable.
Cliff jump. That's not that crazy, but like it's on there.
It could be crazy. I mean, are you afraid of heights?
I am afraid of heights. I have done it before, but like 15 feet. So, yeah. So yeah, they could get pretty crazy.
Do something stupid. Do you mean like on purpose or just like my normal everyday life?
I think it means like on purpose. It says use your own like discretion. Like you get to decide what that means. And I feel like with me, like I do a lot of things that like other people would consider stupid. Like even this weekend, like I was camping and on Sunday it was what, 12 degrees? Like that's cold. Or like I went backpacking and like we were prepared, but like it ended up snowing and ended up being way colder than I expected. I had a cold. Like, you know, it's just like some people would be like, yeah, that's not a big deal. And some people are like, you're an idiot.
Well, backpacking was also one of your squares, was it not?
It was, yes.
Yeah, so that's killing two birds with one stone right there.
Yep. Actually, I killed three because I went backpacking. It was stupid. And the second day we hiked 15 miles, and one of the squares on my second bingo card is do a 10 plus mile hike. So,
Okay.
yeah. And I think that's one of the things that's really cool about just like the bingo square or bingo card in general is like some of these things are like little specific things, but then some of them are part of another square. Like by doing this, I'll also do this, you know?
Yeah, they can kind of lead into each other.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you have 25 squares just crossed off.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of like a couple of mine have counted for that. By doing one, I've done another.
Yeah, it's like whenever you're playing bingo and you just happen to get like three or four squares in a row, and you're like, I'm gonna win $3. Hell yeah. Actually, I think they
Hey,
win a lot more than that.
I was gonna say, I think they can win a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking of bingo from whenever I was like a kid. We put like quarters in.
Right. Maybe next year I should put on my bingo card, go play bingo, like go play normal bingo.
I think you should put go play rape bingo, personally.
I mean, I think that would be awesome. It looks like so much fun.
Like, I think that's just a solid square right there.
Yeah. And there was another, when I lived in Arizona, there was, I want to say, like a casino that did midnight bingo.
Just bingo at midnight, or?
Yeah,
All right,
bingo
I
at
was gonna
midnight.
say, did this have another meaning? Like, drunk
No, no, it was
bingo?
just, I mean, I'm sure there was alcohol involved, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it was just bingo at midnight. I don't really know much more details, but
So you lived
yeah.
in Arizona, you lived in Cleveland, now you're in PA. Any other states?
Nope, that's it so
Okay.
far.
Do you have
So
a bingo a life bingo card to live in all 50 states?
that would be intense.
That would be intense.
You'd also have to like qualify what counts as living, you know?
Yeah.
Like, could I live in a van and then like just drive to all 50 states and stay there a couple of days? Like, does that count?
I mean, they're mobile homes.
Yeah,
So if
they are.
you, I think it's more of a how long you determine staying in one place to be living, as opposed to a vacation.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I was in Arizona. I was only there for 10 months, so less than a year.
But you count that as living there.
I mean, I do, but yeah.
There you go. So we have a benchmark. It might not be completely accurate, but 10
Right.
months is considered living.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever I went to college, I lived there for how long is the school year? Seven-ish months. I considered myself living there for that time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that counts.
Yeah. So we just dropped it down to seven. We can make this achievable for you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a documentary from someone who they worked a job in every state in the country. So, like, would that count if they lived in that state for however long they worked? And they did it in a year.
I mean, how did they go? Did they have a mobile home?
They did. They lived in a camper.
Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose if you have a place of employment, you have to put like the address that you live at. I suppose that would count as living there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how exactly it worked. I didn't actually watch the documentary, if I'm being honest. But
Such
there's
a
someone that I
poser. Just kidding.
but there's someone that I follow, and they're like outdoorsy living in camper life and all that kind of stuff. So that was one of the first, that was actually their first year on the road. They worked a job in every state.
Did
So.
they, do you happen to know how long they worked each job?
No, I don't know.
Or like what the jobs entailed? Like was it like a McDonald's for 2 weeks or?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think some of them might be like working in either like retail or in like restaurants and those kinds of things, but I'm really not sure.
Almost did like a dirty jobs type deal.
Yeah.
Went and explored whatever job for however long he did the job for the show.
Yeah.
I don't actually know what all went into dirty jobs. I just know it was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was. It's been a long time since I've watched it.
Don't think it's been on for a long time. I
Well,
do
I
think he has a
know,
YouTube
but
channel though.
I think you're right.
Not sure what he does with it, but I'm not even sure what his name was. Mike? Mike, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Back to bingo. I'm very good, if you can't tell, of getting off topic.
Yeah, I'm good at that too.
It's really fun whenever I'm doing my own podcast. I go off topic, and I'm the one that has to reel myself back in.
Like every time I've been on Campfire Combos, like Mitch and I have to keep reeling ourselves back in because we can go on 12 different tangents in like a minute. So.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, Mitch and my campfire convo went everywhere.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. So,
bingo.
Bingo, yes. Are there any other squares that you had that were interesting, or like what squares in particular do you hope to accomplish over these next 2 weeks? Like, do you have more that, do you have ones that you want to accomplish more than others? Let me casually throw you like a 5-part question.
So, if I'm being honest, my goal is still to accomplish almost or all of them. I know that sounds crazy, but like, okay, being on this podcast and then doing the long form video, that will cross off 2 squares right there. One of them is to do a boudoir photo shoot. I'm doing that with my best friend when I go home for, go to my parents' house or go to Cleveland for Christmas. So like that will already be crossed off.
That's on my bingo card too.
Gonna go
break a camera.
Another one is write a book. It's pretty much written. It's just I'm working on the formatting of it, and it doesn't need to be published. So it's just like a matter of like finishing, like putting all the formatting and like the words together.
Right.
So a lot of the things on here, like I have plans to finish most of them. It's just a matter of working on things like every single day. And I will say, like, right now, I have been working on getting my events ready to launch for January. So that has been taking up the most of my time. But that will be done today. And then I can go back to focusing on what's left on this card. But there's certain things where they're, like, in my control, but they're also out of my control. So it's just a matter of showing up and doing the work and seeing what happens. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. So you're going to tackle writing a book, doing a boudoir, did I say that right?
Yes.
Photo shoot, create a podcast, and visiting 3 different countries and getting stamps in 2 weeks.
I mean, that's not even all of them, but yeah. Well, although,
go ahead. I had to shorten it up. I couldn't list every single thing.
Yeah. So what I'm actually going to do for the stamps is, so it just says 3 new stamps on passport.
Right.
And as much as I really, like my intention when I wrote that was to go to 3 new countries. I don't have a lot of time left, and I already have a lot of other stuff going on. And I also don't have the funds to just like book a flight and go to like 3 countries.
Wouldn't it be nice if we did though?
It would be like next year. Next year, that's what we're going to work on. Mm-hmm. But I just don't right now. So what I'm actually going to do is next week I am going to go. There's a bunch of like state parks that do state park passport stamps.
Okay.
So next week, Monday or Tuesday, I am going to take a day and drive around and go hit a couple different parks within a few hours of here and get 3 new stamps. So that will only take me a day and cost me a tank of gas and be fun still. So yeah. Cross off a square.
Yeah, I didn't know state park. I'm not well-versed in the passport life. Obviously, as a homebody. Yeah, whenever we text, we always kind of joke how I'm a homebody and then you go camping and are outdoors all the time.
Yep, pretty much.
I like the cold, you like the hot.
Yes. Although I am learning to appreciate and enjoy the cold, I still prefer the hot, but I've really been loving winter.
Don't like the hot.
Yeah, I know.
The hot and I don't get along.
I thrive in it.
Not me. I don't know what it is. Never really liked it. Now the cold, admittedly, is getting a little bit more difficult for me. More things hurt. I work night shift whenever the roads are never cleared, and it's more expensive this time of year just to exist. However, I will still take it over the hot 10 out of 10 times. I'm more of a fall guy now for the whole 2 weeks that we get it.
Yeah, that's my issue with fall.
It's literally like...
Yeah,
it's 98 degrees. Then we drop down to the 50s, 60s, which is great. And then we go back up to like an 86 after you adjust to the 50s, 60s. And it's like, oh my God, I'm dying. Mm-hmm. And then it's 2 degrees out. PA weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Ohio's very similar in that, honestly.
Yeah.
We can get all the seasons in like a day.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday was 2 degrees whenever I left work. Mm-hmm. And today was 42 degrees whenever I left work.
Yeah.
In a 24-hour span, according to my car.
Yep. I think by the afternoon, it was 30 degrees yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Which made me glad, because I thought about getting gas yesterday. And I was like, I don't look at the weather. I was like, I'm going to wait till tomorrow. A little cold. And then this morning is 40-something. I was like, I'm glad I waited. This was the right choice. Good job, Brandon. Way to be lazy.
Yeah, my car wouldn't start yesterday, so that was fun.
Ooh.
But it started, so we're all good.
Yeah, as long as it starts. As long as it starts and gets you from point A to point B.
Yeah.
I drove Saturday in that 3 inches of snow. I took a picture of the highway whenever I was basically stopped on my way home because traffic was not moving.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at this time of the year, if we get a dusting, people are scared. But 3 inches, there's no hope.
Yeah.
So we were basically stopped. I have a friend in Oklahoma. And I was like, he would not believe this. So I pulled out my phone, took a picture of the highway. Waited until I got home to text him. And sent him the picture. And I was like, this is what a highway in Pennsylvania looks like right now. And he just replied, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, I was camping, but I kept hearing that the roads were shit.
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
I was fishtailing. I'm very comfortable driving in the snow. I have no issues with it. I have a little front-wheel drive car that nobody would believe drives well in the snow. But I'm just used to it, and I trust myself. It's the other drivers on the road that's the problem.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, then you have people like my mom that don't trust their own driving. So she would be, you know, the other drivers on the road. But yeah, all the time she's like, if we go someplace, you're driving in case it snows. I'm like, okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Don't freak out whenever I'm driving 40 in 3 inches of snow. Have you considered, maybe, while we are on the topic of weather, having seasonal-based bingo events?
What do you mean?
Like, you're a big camper, so maybe one which you would have accomplished would be camping out in the snow. Or, like, spring is raining more, have more rainy type actions, plans. 5K in the rain.
Oh, like ones that are more specific to whatever the weather is at that time.
Yeah.
I haven't, but that could be something to consider.
Especially it's like, kind of popped in my head. Like, a lot of people, like photographers, I notice on social media, love the winter because snowy pictures are beautiful. So, like, I was thinking along those lines of, like, you know, some people like certain seasons for certain reasons. Why not have seasonal bingo slots, potentially? Not like the whole card, but, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, like, so for me, I want to do, I've really been enjoying winter more. And while it is an adjustment, like figuring out the right gear so you don't freeze your ass off, I want to continue to do more winter camping. So like that could be something that could go on like my bingo card of like get outside and camp more in the winter. Or I try to keep it less vague, and be like, okay, I'm gonna camp in the winter 3 times this winter or something like that. But that could definitely be something. Or like another thing could be like if there are certain events that only happen in a certain season, like whether it's like a festival or something like that could be another way to do it.
Yeah, like Pittsburgh Light Up Night.
Yeah, exactly.
Only happens in the winter.
Right. Or if there's like a spring festival or something that you really want to go to, that could be cool too. Like, especially with travel ones, you know, instead of just putting like go to 3 new countries, it could be like go to a tulip festival in the Netherlands. I don't know if that's the right one, but I know that there's one somewhere over there. But like you could put something specific where like I want to go to this event in this season in this country. Like that could be cool too.
Go
It
to Beer
the
Fest in Amsterdam.
Right, go to Oktoberfest, you know, like the
That's what I
only,
was thinking.
yeah, the only thing that is hard with that is that it leaves less room for interpretation. Like, and so it's like, I feel like there has to be a balance with bingo cards. Like, you want some things that are very specific, but then you have to be very intentional about doing it. But like, some things, like, okay, get 3 new stamps on my passport, especially because it's December 17th, and there are only 2 weeks left. What's nice about how that's worded is that leaves a lot of room for interpretation and gives me space to still cross it off. So that's something to keep in mind with like making them is if you're going to be very specific, you have to be intentional about planning it so you can make sure that you do it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I'm not, I'm, full disclosure, I am not the planner of my friend group. I do not come up with the ideas. I do not decide what we do.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's do an escape room. Okay, but you come up with the idea because I don't, you know, I am very broad in myself where like I love escape rooms, but I'm not going to. And sometimes I will find one and I'll send them to my friends. And I'm like, but you gotta plan it. I'm not. I need told what to do. I'm a follower. Despite everybody wanting to make me a leader in everything, I do my best following orders.
Yeah. I like to do both. Like I like to plan things, especially with stuff that like for my life and what I want to do. But I also like to one, leave room for spontaneity and possibilities because I feel like if you over plan, you don't leave any room for like the magic of life. But I also sometimes like, especially with sometimes when we're camping, it's like someone else is being planning the trip, planning where we're going, and they're like, yeah, just show up here, pay this much, pack this kind of stuff. I'm like, cool, let's go.
Them's my kind of people.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we are going to this place for dinner. This is what's good. This is what I recommend. Okay, thanks. Well, not the what do you want for dinner? I don't fucking know. I never fucking know.
Yeah.
What I normally get for dinner is whatever app notifies me first on my phone.
Nice.
Yesterday, Pizza Hut was like, "How do you feel about $3 personal pan pizza?" So I was like, "Hell yeah, you were first, nailed it."
Love that.
I live a very boring life, if you couldn't tell, where my excitement is $3 personal pan pizzas.
I mean, sometimes that is very exciting. Especially if you're hungry.
I needed food to last me 10 hours because I don't really eat at work. I did last night. I broke down, went to cheese. I got hungry, but I normally try to eat right before work and then eat right after work.
Yeah.
Then sleep the rest of the time.
8 hours is a long time for me to not
I wouldn't recommend it. I don't think it's healthy.
Yeah, no. I'm very much like a 3-meal-a-day kind of person.
I was whenever I worked day shift.
I mean, that makes sense. I guess when you're working night shift, it does mess things up. But even still, like if there's some reason where I am up late, I'm going to get hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I can't sleep when I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a whole ordeal. And then I like staying awake to let stuff digest an extra hour.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't go to bed right after eating.
No.
Big no-no. Mm-hmm. Am I guilty of it? Absolutely. But
I was going to say, I still do that.
I try not to.
Yeah.
I try to be healthy. Doesn't always work out. Tis the magic of life, as you put it.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to talk about with the bingo? We are approaching an hour.
Okay. I think the biggest thing is that when I decided to do this challenge, like challenge myself to finish it by the end of the year, part of it was, okay, yes, I'm looking at all of these squares that I haven't crossed off, and I wanted to see, like, what could I do in, I think it was, like, 67 days or something. But also, it was, like, how will I grow as a person when I challenge myself? Like, what connections can I make? If I'm consistently sharing about it and talking about it, like, what impact could it have? You know, like what opportunities might come from it. And I think while I still have 2 weeks left, that has been one of the coolest parts, is that I have gotten to see people start to like make, to be inspired by this challenge, to want to create their own bingo card, to ask questions about it. I've had a couple people just like talking on threads, they've tagged me. They're like, oh, this person's talking about a bingo card, like you should talk to Carla. And it wasn't my idea. Like I said, I saw it on TikTok. I wish I knew who I saw it from, but I just decided to run with it. And it's really cool that like people are tagging me in it. I've had a couple opportunities come up because of me talking about this challenge. So that's been really cool. And then I've gotten to do cool things like go backpacking with a friend and camp for the first time in the snow. So it's just been really, really cool to see what has happened because I decided to do what kind of feels like a silly little challenge. And all of these really cool things have now come from it. And because of the questions and the people talking about them, like that they wanted to do one, now I'm going to be hosting bingo card events to help people make them in January. So I'm really excited about that. And it's kind of sparked this whole thing and challenged me, because now I have to do things that I've never done before, like create events like this. And I'm excited to see like what continues to come from it in the new year. So it's been even bigger than I thought it would be.
So in 2 to 3 years, we are going to see Carla Bober, bingo influencer.
I know. I think in one of my reels yesterday or the day before, I don't know, I was like, am I the bingo card girl now? Which is fine.
I mean, but I don't see a problem with it. It seems fun.
No, exactly. And like, maybe I will be. Maybe it'll evolve into something else. It's just what I feel like is going to happen. I think this is going to be like the starting off point for something. Like, it feels very much like the beginning of something. I'm not quite sure exactly what that is. But I really like, I love being outside. I love creating and I love helping people create. And I feel like this is helping me find direction and all of those things. And it's really cool because, like I said, it kind of felt like a silly idea, and I just was like, you know what, I'm gonna go with it and see what happens. And that's been another big reminder for me, is to just like trust my gut and trust my intuition, and mm-hmm. If I have an idea, follow it, because you never know where it's gonna lead you.
Yeah, you know, go where the wind takes you. However the saying goes, which seems like what you're doing here is you're taking something and you're going to let it guide you, and it could guide you into something potentially for life, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, I feel like so often we're like, okay, I have to do something a certain way, or we have to follow only the ideas that make sense to follow. But when you follow just the ideas that feel right to you, a lot of times they lead you to the things that make sense. But it doesn't always seem like that in the beginning.
Yeah, that makes sense. I do like whenever you can be innovative with different ideas where nothing is set in concrete, which probably sounds strange for me to say whenever you've had all your conversations with me where I'm like, I like staying at home and doing nothing. But whenever I do go out, I do like whenever there are multiple ways to do something. I mentioned escape rooms earlier. I like whenever you don't have to take a very specific path to go through. Like, there are multiple ways to figure things out.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying. I think it's awesome.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And that just goes right back to the bingo card itself. It's like, I think one of the things I like about it too is that there's no wrong way to do it or right way to do it. Like, you get to pick how you structure your own bingo card. It could literally be watch 25 different Superman movies or superhero movies next year.
That's going to be on overrated bingo card. He's kind of like, not this year, he was super busy this year, but last year I think he had an absurd amount of movies. And then I've listened to his podcast where he had guests on, and he had this guy on who during the month of October watched like almost every horror film.
Oh my god.
He had a guest on that took on the project of watching every Disney movie in chronological order, I believe it was.
Every Disney movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. How long did that take?
I don't remember. I don't think he was done with it whenever he came on the podcast. I think he had a ways to go. But he was going through it. He was like, some of these movies, man, like, the difference in time is so noticeable from a culture standpoint, you know?
Yeah, I believe that. That's crazy.
So, yeah, I'm currently taking on a project, which is why I've been AFK from the podcast, even though I still need to do the Dispatch finale. What? The Arrow was, I think it is just Arrow. They refer to him as the Arrow in the show, but Arrow is my favorite show of all time. Mm-hmm. The Flash is my favorite superhero.
Okay.
So, Arrow has a connecting universe, kind of like the MCU does. But I've only watched Arrow, parts of The Flash. I watched Arrow the whole way through. I watched like half of The Flash. I watched like 3 seasons of Legends of Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Which I thought that's all there was in the Arrowverse. There's also Constantine. There's Black Lightning. And I think it's called like Lois and Clark. It's about Superman.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, the Lois and Clark, is that a newer show?
Yeah.
That one was good. I think I watched that.
So I'm
like, well, I liked it.
Yeah, and it's part of the Arrowverse.
Okay.
So I'm currently taking on the project of watching all the Arrowverse shows in chronological order.
Dang.
Yeah. Which is, as a TV show, I had to watch Arrow Season 1. Arrow, I want to say I went through all of Season 2. And then I had to watch like the first 7 episodes of The Flash. Then go back and watch the first 7 episodes of Arrow. Then there's a crossover. And then I had to finish Arrow Season 3. Finish Flash Season 3. And then another show gets added. So it's crazy how I'm in the middle of like a story and I have to start a new one, you know? it's fun. It's fun and addicting. Very good shows. Before we go, do you have anything you want to plug? I know you mentioned your Substack a couple times.
I guess two things. One, I have a Substack. It's called A Kaleidoscope of Emotions and Color. And it's where I write essays, stories, poetry. So you can find all of the things and usually whatever I'm up to on there. So you just go to Substack and reach that. And then the other thing is that, like I've mentioned a few times, I am hosting bingo card events in January. So I will be hosting two virtual events, one on January 14th at 6 p.m. and one on January 18th at 2 p.m. Those will both be virtual. And then I also will be hosting two in person, one in Ridgeway, Pennsylvania, and one in Indiana, Pennsylvania. So I will have like links for all of that today.
And once she gets me the links, they will also be in the description of this episode. So be sure to check them out there.
Thank you.
No problem. If you want to follow me, as always, look up The Real B-Schreck. That is The Real B-S-C-H-R-E-C. I'm not an ogre. Please don't spell it that way. Schreck Attack, the podcast, has a Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Schreck Attack, spelled the same way. Anything else you want to say?
I appreciate you for having me on the podcast, and I appreciate anybody that listens. If you want to create a bingo card, you should do it. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Hit her up. And I thank you for coming on.
Yeah, of course.
I saw your bingo card. I saw you wanted to be on podcast, and I was like, hey, I have an idea. I have a podcast.
It worked out perfectly.
It did. It did. I'm aware that you have not listened to my podcast yet. How dare you? Kidding.
But sure.
At the end of every podcast, I say a certain line, and you don't have to cuss if you don't want to. I've noticed you've been pretty cuss-free this entire time. But I say, hit the fucking music. And I would be honored if you would hit that final line for me.
If I would say it?
Yeah.
All right. Hit the fucking music.
Later.